Today I'm going to take you to Africa. I'm coming from Africa. So thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My name is Savimbi Tete Parafino. I'm really glad to meet you and to be in this place this morning. As Tim was speaking, it was like being in the water. So I just want to thank you for all support that you're giving to us in Mozambique, for your prayers and making everything to bring me here. So thank you for everything. I'm going to speak in Portuguese, sometimes in French, Swahili, but don't worry. As always, I used to say that it's going to be in tongues. You're going to understand everything. I want to say that my first language is Portuguese, and, maybe second or third language, English. But anyway, Tim and Amy, they are going to interpret. Okay, can I turn a little bit this? Wow, yeah. This morning I'm going to speak about the world of hopeless, the world without hope. This message, when Tim told me when I was in Mozambique that I could speak in this church, and at Lavinia, I prepared sermon. Then when I came here, Lord said to me, no. Then I started to ask, then what can I do? What am I going to speak? And the Lord told me to speak just about the missions. When I was at Lavinia, I spoke almost the same word, the same a message, not this, but almost, about missions. And God told me that we need to talk about a world that goes through hopeless. If we look in our country, some few years ago, the economic situation was bad. It means that the hope of the country was going away. Not so in the U.S., even if we look back to Zimbabwe up to now, the economic situation is bad. They can't use even their own money. They're using US dollars. It means that the hope of the country is out. Some of the countries in Africa, like Nigeria, if you heard about Boko Haram, that kind of the things, the hope of the country is going out. These things happened in the Bible. We find that Israel, especially Samaria, it was surrounded by the army to the point that the hope of the city was out. We find from 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 24 to 33. It says that the king of Aram, called Ben-Hadad, immobilized all his entire army and surrounded the city of Samaria. On that time, when he came and surrounded the city, no one could come out and no one could go in, to the point that the city went through the bad situation of food. There was no food because no one could go out and no one could come in. So that situation took out the hope of the city. The Bible says that they could even eat their own sons because there was no food. One day, the Bible says that the king of Israel was walking around the wall of Jerusalem. One lady cried out, with all respect, Your Majesty, oh my King, can you help me, please? The Bible says that the king also had no hope. Instead of bringing the words of hope to the lady, he was bringing the words without hope. He said that, if the Lord doesn't help you, what can I do for you? He was supposed to say something, at least with hope. The leader is supposed to speak something and to bring the words of hope to the people. This man standing here without hope is saying to the lady, if God doesn't help you, what can I do for you? Then now he turns back, he says, what's your problem? The lady said, my king, this woman here, she suggested to me that we should eat my son. Then the next day, we could cook her son and eat. But now what happened? We cooked my son. We ate. On the last moment that we were finished the last piece, I told her to bring her son. She hid it. It means that on the time that they were eating the first son, on the moment that they were finishing that son, the voice of mother, the voice of human being, called out in that second human, then she hid it to her son. So now there's a problem. The lady is crying out to the leader, looking for hope. What was the solution that she wanted? She was thinking, if I speak to the king, he will demand to the lady to bring the son so that we can eat. That was the only solution that she had on that moment. The Bible says that when the king heard those things, he was very disappointed. And he said that, I'll have to kill Elijah, the man of God. Because he knew that Elijah was a man of God. He could speak to the Lord. Something could happen on that city. But now we are going through these things. Today, I'll have to cut off the head of Elijah. Then he said he sent his people to go and get Elijah. The Bible says that on the moment that he was sending the people to get Elijah, Elijah was in the meeting with the elders of the city. So on that moment, Elijah said to the people on the meeting, the mother is sending people to kill me. So when he arrived, when those people arrived, don't let them come in. Just shut down the door. That's all. So the Bible says, before he finished speaking these things, the man was arriving. Then he said everything to Elijah, what the king told him to do. So Elijah said, I would like for us to read a little bit from 2 Kings chapter 7, from verse 1 and 2. Second Kings chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. Elijah said to that man, listen to what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, you will be able to buy in Samaria 3 kilograms of the best wheat, or 6 kilograms of bill, or for 1 piece of silver. The person attendant of the king said to Elijah, that can't happen. Not even the Lord, if himself were to send grain at once. Then Elijah said, you will see it happen, but you will never eat any of the food. Elijah replied to him. It means that when the man came to Elijah and said, that the king sent me to get you whatever, all the things. And Elijah was replying to him. He was telling to that man, the messenger, go and tell the king, tomorrow by this time in Samaria, there will be a lot of food, cheap. And that man is saying to Elijah, these things will not happen. Even if God could open the windows of heaven, these things is not going to happen. For me, there's a question mark. First, the king knew that Elijah could speak to the Lord and bring somehow solution to the to the city. And he sent the man. The man is receiving the words from the Lord, from the mouth of the of Elijah. He's saying that this thing is not going to happen. It can happen today to the people looking for solution for their life and find the right person to give a solution, and they're not received. Just say, no, this is not going to happen. Then Elijah said to him, you will see it, but you're not going to eat. Because the man of God said something, you'll have to believe. So I don't know, in this room, how many of you believe that God is speaking up to today? Actually, everyone, I think. And God is using his people up to today. So, the thing is, the world without hope, what kind of man that God is looking to bring a solution to the world without hope? What kind of people that God is looking? Because this seat now is there without hope. What kind of people God is looking to bring a solution? The Bible says that when this happened, when this man was told with Elijah that tomorrow will be food very cheap in Samaria, outside of the city of Samaria was surrounded with a soldier. And outside of the gate, there were four people sitting outside of the gate. Why? Because their own family, they have taken them to that place. Their own city, nation, they've taken them to that place. So the question is continuing, what kind of people God wants to bring solution to the world? Pastors? No. Leaders of the country? Also no. Maybe youth with teenage? No. Evangelists or missionaries? No. What kind of the people that God is looking? God is looking for leprosy. In my language, in Portuguese, we call lepers. You know lepers. God is looking for leprosy to bring a solution to the world without hope. As I said, out of the city, there were four guys, four people there. Those four people, they were lepers. On that time, if someone with the lepers, he was been taken and put it outside of the seat, because with the lepers, it means the person is dead. So when he wanted to go to the city, he should cut off the hair and put the hand like this and going crying out to the city, I'm dead. I'm dead, going to the city. But now these people, four people, is outside of the city. This, for me, it's hard to understand. Why? Because the city is surrounded with army. No one could go out. No one could come in. And the nation is taking four people with the lepers, putting outside where they don't want to go. They've put them there. Because they are sick. In other words, rejected people from their own nation, from their own family. They were sitting there outside. So what happened? Who's the lepers in our days? Are the people with actions. People that have been seen like useless, being rejected from their own family and nation because of the word of God. Lepers in our days are the people that are not worrying with themselves. People without many excuses. You know, in the church, in the countries, in the nations, there's a people with excuses. You give him something to do for the Lord. Yes, man, I will do it, but we need you to preach tomorrow. Oh, yes, man, you know what? It looks like I'm too busy. Huh? People with many excuses. People without many excuses are the people with the decision. The lepers of today are the people with a decision. I'm going to do it for my God. I'm going to do it for my Lord, and he's going to do it. Are the people that are not only ready to suffer, but also they are ready to die for the sake of Jesus Christ. As Paul said in Acts chapter 21, verse 13, he had 3 years working with Ephesians, teaching them, speaking, encouraging, doing everything. Then in the end, he was saying to them, goodbye, I'm going back to Jerusalem. So the Bible says, the prophet came and said to Paul, you are being waited in Jerusalem to be jailed. You're going to be in prison. So the people, when they heard that, they start to cry and weep. Then Paul said, what are you doing? What is this that you are doing? Crying and weeping, you are breaking my heart. Because I'm not only ready to suffer, I'm also ready to die for the sake of Jesus Christ. So this is the people that God is looking to bring a solution to the world without hope. People that are not only ready to suffer. People not ready to suffer, but there's other people that don't want even to suffer. So, the people that God is looking, the lepers, also there are people that they are not on ready for Sunday services, worshiping and doing things in the church, that's all. No. It's good to worship. We need to worship. It's good to come to a church and do something, but there's more than that you can do. Paul had many things to do in his own nation, but he said, no, I'm going for Gentiles. So, brothers and sisters, the lepers that God is looking for also is looking for the people without fear. Let me speak a little bit about fear. Fear is the opposite of faith. And devil always uses fear to make the people slave. Fear makes you slave, but faith liberates you. If we look in Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1, it says, faith is the firm foundation of the things that we don't see. So, fear will make you just to see here, nearby. But faith will make you see beyond everything that you can see. So, the people... Most of the people, they've got fear. God told me to do something, but you know what? I think if I do this, I might lose my job. Huh? Yeah, if I do this, I think my family is going to suffer. Fear will make you slave. And the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because everyone that comes to him, he need to have a faith and say that God exists and he rewards those that love him. So for these things, we need to have a faith. Without a faith, you can't move. People, God's calling us to highway. We need to drive and walk in the highway. And some of the people, they are busy walking in the road full of potholes, of doubting. Doubting is potholes in life. If I speak about Porto team in AIM, they know very well what I'm talking about. There's a place that you cannot drive even 20 kilometers per hour. You go 10, 5, because there's a portal. There are many people in the church, they can't move because of doubting. They're just stuck in the same place. If they want to move, so they'll try to move slowly. Yeah, let me just try it. Then I'll see what will happen. Full of doubting. So that is the job of fear. As I said, God, devil used the fear to make the people of God slave. Let us jump out from fear. The lepers, when they were sitting outside, those four people sitting there, do you know what happened? They were sitting there. In the city, there was no food. When they were sitting outside, also there was no food. Then on the other side, there was a camp, the camp of Cyrus, the enemy. They were sitting, four guys, without nothing. Then they start to speak to each other. What are we going to do? We don't have anything to eat here. If we go to the city, we're going to die because there's no food. If we sit here, we're going to die because we don't have anything to eat. If we move and go to the camp, to the Cyrus camp, they might let us live, or they'll kill us. So if they let us to live, then we live. Now, what are we going to do? Sitting here and dying just for nothing? No, let's do something. They were speaking to each other. Let's do something. Dying, just dying for nothing? No. What are we going to do now? You can read this from 2 Kings chapter 7 from verse 9 to 10. They said, we cannot just die. Let's go to the camp of enemy. You see the decision that they took? They said, if we go to the city, we're going to die because there's no food. If we sit here, also going to die. So better we go to the enemy's camp. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we need to jump out and go to the enemy's camp and do something. Our responsibility is not to convince them. Our responsibility is to pick our abilities, pick our Bibles, and go to the enemy's camp. The rest, the Lord will do it. Listen what happened. When they stood up, four of them, they start to move to the enemy's camp, knowing that we are going to the camp of enemy. Those enemies that are surrounded in Samaria, let's go there. They were going. The Bible says, on that moment that they were going, God made something happening. He sent something like noise of the people. Then those enemies that were in the camp, they said to each other, listen to that noise. I think the king of Israel, he is bringing his entire army against us. Let us run away. That was God moving for the leprosy. Then those people, those enemies, they went away. They ran away. When the lepers arrived in the camp, the Bible said they found no one. Just the food, donkeys, and everything. It was a mess because they were running away. God was fighting on their place. So the Bible said when they arrived, they found no one. Then they went into one tent, take the food, eat. They went to another tent, take the food, eat. Then they start going to the tent, taking the clothes, going in to hide it, coming back, taking some other, going to hide it. Then later on, they said to each other, I think we need to read this. 2 Kings, chapter 7, verse 9. They said, but they said to each other, we shouldn't be doing this. We have good news, and we shouldn't keep it to ourselves. If we wait until morning to tell it, we are sure to be punished. Let's go. Let's go to tell the king's office. They were eating. Listen, first, they were lepers. Second, they were rejected from their own families, from their own city, from their own nation. Sitting outside between city and enemies, they were given to death. No one was thinking about them. Now, they came to the camp, they are eating, they found things, they are eating and hiding something. Then they started to think about their nation. They said, this is not right what we are doing. People, this is not right what we are doing. And they said, now, we shouldn't do this because if we come up to tomorrow morning without speaking this, surely we're going to be punished. Why? Because we've got good news. Some other Bible says, this is the good news. So, let us talk and speak something to our families, to our nations. Then they went. The Bible says that when they went to the city, they told the king. And they said, no, I don't. We think that this is the plan of the enemy. So that if we go there, they're going to just catch us. Then later on they said, no, let us send some people to go and see. When the people were sent there, they saw that was true. Then in Samaria on that day, they were selling food very cheap, according to the words of Elijah. And that man that said to Elijah that these things, even God is opened the heaven, is not going to happen. The Bible says he was standing on the gate, trying to control the people that were going in to buy the food. Then what happened? The people, because of those people that were going in, he fell down and everyone was stepping on him. Then he died. Why? Because the man of God says, you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat. Men of the people see the kingdom of heaven, but they are not going to enter it. Men, people going to see the blessing. They're seeing the blessing. Blessings of God. But they're not receiving it. Why? Because of the heart. They don't believe. They are doubting. So, what I want to say is, brothers and sisters, we have got the good news. We have got the knowledge. We have got the resource. We have got ability. But this is not right, what we are doing. Let's think of those people that they don't have food. These lepers, they started to think about their own nation, the people that rejected them. Let's tell them that this is the good news. We have got a good news from God. We have got a knowledge. We have got at least resources. We have got things. Let's think about those that are dying. Last week when I was speaking at La Vigna, I said that there's many people in need of the gospel, but no one's going there. And the harvest is ready. So small people, there's the workers that are going to work. So we need to ask the Lord of the harvest to send the workers for his work. So again, back to this message. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot of people sitting in this room. They had the vision long time ago. God spoke to them, but they're still making plans. There's many people with a vision, dreaming. Yes, it's good to dream, but there's a time that we need to stop dreaming, start to do what we are dreaming. Yeah, you know, Pastor, yeah, I think God told me 5 years ago that I should preach, but I'll make plan. Yeah, you know, I think that if I go to the emails, internet, I see that there's a country that is in need, I might go there, but I'll see. There's many people with a vision, but their visions are dying by sitting. That other people, they don't know. Even if you ask them, what is your vision? They don't know. Why? Because it took a long time sitting, dreaming. We need to stop dreaming and start to do something. Like these people. You see, the four lepers, they start to dream. If we go to the city, we're going to die. If we sit here, we're going to die. If we go to the enemies, maybe we'll die all, they'll let us live. So what are we going to do? Let us do something. Let us stop dreaming and do something. Let's move. So we need to stop dreaming sometimes and start to use our dreams and do something. Our vision, if our visions are dying, we need to think back when God told me and what he wants and what I must do. And take out fear. In this afternoon, I think, in the afternoon, I'm going to speak about what God is doing in Mozambique, in Africa. Those things, some of the people that don't believe. I was talking to Tim, I think it was yesterday or before yesterday, said some of the people that don't believe that there's a miracle. That's right? Either you believe or you don't believe, but God is working. That because of you not believing, it's not going to stop in what God's doing. If you believe, God is going to use you for other people to believe on him. So what I want to say with this is that, brothers and sisters, the world is losing hope. There's a people without hope. And God is looking for someone to stand on the gap so that he can bring solution to the country or to the world. Which maybe be you. If God speaks something to you, do it. Go to the enemy's camp. Go. John, in Revelation, he said that, I saw people before the throne of the Lord. Those people are the brothers that overcome our enemy. The accuser of our brothers, Because of the gospel. It means that the gospel makes us to overcome. If you sit with the gospel, it's like, I think some of you were in the army. On my age of 10 to 12, in Mozambique was a war for 16 years. I was staying in the camp with the comrades from Zimbabwe. I was seeing what they were doing. Sometimes they were dividing in group. You are the boss, take this group, go and just walk around and see what the enemy is doing. It's like we don't have just to sit in our camp. We need to move out to attack our enemy. Well, let me say like this. You might be here, maybe, that you have been receiving the wonderful things. You have been seeing the wonderful things, but you are keeping it for yourself. Or you had the vision long time ago. You are doubting it. Maybe you don't know. Right now you forgot. You don't know. Your vision is dying. So I'd like to invite you. Today is a day of good news. Let us shout out and let us think about the nations. I'm talking about missions. And another thing that is very important, like I said, Paul, when he was told and the people crying and weeping, he said, "What are you doing? Crying and weeping. You are breaking my heart." There's most of the people that are breaking the heart of other people if they are sharing their vision. You said you want to go to Nigeria. Nigeria, there's Boko Haram, you know? So then what's going to happen? You are breaking his heart. You said that you're going to Africa. What about your job? And your kids? You are breaking the heart of that man. So, there's the people that are busy breaking the heart of other people. Not so special, as I said, maybe your vision is dying. I would like to invite you. Or you are keeping the good news for you. This is not right. We need to share to other people. I would like to invite you so that we can pray together. If you are here, you can lift up your hand. And God knows you. I'd like to invite you, if you are here, you can lift up your hand. Maybe you want to do something, but you are doubting. You are not sure for what you want to do. You can lift up your hand. God bless you. Oh, I'll ask you to stand up. God bless you. And he knows your heart. He knows what's going on. And above all, he knows how your life will end up. And what nation he wants to send you for. Let's lift up our hands and I'm going to pray. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, just bow down our hearts before you. And ask your Holy Spirit to come. Ask your Holy Spirit to light our ways. I want to bring my brothers and sisters before you. Because you know their hearts. You know their visions. You know what you want for them to do for you. You said, Lord, for Isaiah that I'm going in front of you. I'm going to open the doors that no one will shut down. And I'll be behind you to protect you. Fear not, because I am your Lord. Please, God, take out the fear. Take out the doubting. And make ways for everyone. Thank you, Lord, because you said that I am going to use you. You're going to be the light for the nations. You're going to open the sight for the people that can't see. Let it be the way that you want to be. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. May the Lord bless you.